There was a drive-in near the radio station that actually would show adult films.
Oh, really?
And they had big, giant, you know, evergreen trees all around it to block from people from seeing it.
Okay.
But there was like one tree that was like dead. And so there was like one spot where you could actually stop, and all the brake lights would come on.
Everybody be driving by like, whoa, what's
whoa,
that?
Whoa, look at that. Jim, you had a story about a guy who was at a drive-in and was having a fight with the people who lived near the drive-in, saying they got to see the movie for free by just sitting in their backyard.
They were not allowed to look at the movie, according to the drive-in movie theater owner, which is ridiculous.
And everybody else besides the movie theater owner was saying, shut up.
Yeah.
I would almost say that sneaking a peek at a drive-in movie is more of an American pastime than going to a drive-in theater.
Yeah, because how many times did you guys sneak somebody in your car?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we used to do that all the time. Somebody in the trunk.
Yeah.
And then
my friends and I used to ride our bikes to a field near the drive-in theater.
Yeah.
And so we would just bring a radio with us because they would do the sound
radio
over
station,
the radio.
That's right.
Right. They had like a low-power radio station that would have all the audio to the movie.
Yeah.
So we would just like, we'd lay low like army men on reconnaissance so like nobody could look out into the field and see us.
Oh, that's smart.
But that was classic.
Yeah. I remember I worked a long time ago in Lubbock, Texas. There was a drive-in near the radio station that actually would show adult films.
Oh, really?
And they had big, giant, you know, evergreen trees all around it to block from people from seeing it.
Okay.
But there was like one tree that was like dead. And so there was like one spot where you could actually stop, and all the brake lights would come on.
Everybody be driving by like, whoa, what's
whoa,
that?
Whoa, look at that.
Wow, it's a full moon.
Yes.
My, oh my.
But there's a very few of them still left.
Yeah, it's so sad.
It's still we a cool occasionally experience. Go out to one Stardust Drive-In out in Watertown.
Yeah.
Is a fun drive-in.
Yeah.
They have two screens. So like they have one section facing one way, the other, and you can pay a fee and bring your own snacks in.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Yeah, which is, I'm pretty sure. I haven't been there in a few years, but I always thought that was pretty fair.
Yeah.
You miss out on the full experience, though, because, you know, Dad usually goes to the concession stand and then walks around for an hour trying to find the car again in the dark.
He's lucky if he gets to see the second movie by the time he gets back to the car.
Three things you want to know this morning. It could be the end of an era. It looks like moving sidewalks in airports could be going away. The walkways where you kind of stand there and, you know, it just moves you along.
Those are essential.
Yeah, I guess there's been complaints for years for the people who run the kiosks all around there that people aren't stopping to buy things because they're on the sidewalk moving.
Well, I don't know. Most airports I've seen, usually it's those long stretches where there's nothing.
Well, there's nothing there.
That's what I thought, too. And also, they're not stopping to buy something because they don't want to spend $20 on a small bag of candy.
Right. That's
true. It's not because they're trying to get to their gate a minute faster.
Yeah.
We don't want to be gouged by the kiosks.
Yeah.
And when the walkway is moving and you're also walking, you feel bionic. It's like you're going,
I love that. And if you walk fast on the walking sidewalks, then you're like, zoom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going back in time.
Superhero.
So the Liberation Day tariffs from the president have been put on hold because a Manhattan-based judge in the Court of International Trade has ruled that the president doesn't have the authority to impose those tariffs.
Hmm.
So there are none right now because of that.
There were a lot of big words in that I was trying to follow.
I know. When it comes down to the like nitty-gritty of like tariffs and tax laws, it's actually the boring stuff that actually
matters.
Reality.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
So Joe Exotic has finally commented on the Chrisleys being pardoned. It was only a matter of time. He said, I guess being innocent is not enough in America. He's claiming he's been left to die of cancer before he can get any help. Why is it the entire world can see the evidence, but the White House refuses to acknowledge that they did this to me knowing that they were lying? But now, I guess, the White House has responded.
Why?
Yes. Yeah. They said, we do not speculate on pardons that may or may not happen. So...
It just depends on
politically correct
who Trump likes that day.
Yeah. And I don't blame Trump for not liking Joe Exotic.
I know. By the way, plus, he says he was innocent. He wasn't innocent.
We all know he's guilty.
Yeah.
The court found him guilty.
Yeah.
And if he wasn't guilty about trying to murder somebody, he still was doing illegal stuff there. Like, he's not a good dude regardless. So just shh.
We enjoyed you for about 20 minutes during the pandemic.
Other than that, sorry.
If it wasn't for COVID, nobody would know who you are.
Exactly. It's the Woody and Jim Show on Totally Hits 93.3 FM.
We are totally Nashville.
We were just talking off the air about first impressions.
Now, Gina, you are recently married.
Yeah.
So it hasn't been all that long since you first met your husband Landon's mom and dad.
Right, about 2 years.
And they've come for a visit now.
Yes, yeah, they're here this weekend. He graduates tomorrow, so they're in town.
Nice.
What was that like when you were first introduced to them in person?
Yeah, I mean, it was good until it wasn't. Landon decided to tell them that when I'm mad, my Batman voice comes out.
When you're angry, you talk like Batman?
Not like when I'm angry, but like if he would tickle me, I'd be like, Gina's angry. And so...
Oh, it's your playful voice.
It's like, yeah.
Oh, okay. It's playful Batman.
Yeah, playful angry Batman. And so he announced that at dinner one night, and I was just like,
And this is the first time they met you.
Yes. Wow. I was mortified.
Oh, great. The girl that our son has met does impressions of Batman.
And talks in the third person.
Right. Just as we'd always hoped you'd meet somebody like that.
She's perfect, except she does this weird Batman voice thing.
She's not crazy.
Yeah. Thankfully, they haven't held it against me.
Yeah,
but it was a close call.
I can't speak for all men, but I know that, you know, you talking like Batman makes me love you forever.
That is it.
I'm all about Batman.
You could go to conventions where they're just filled with people like Woody that would pay $25 for you to just talk Batman
to them
in their
ear.
Yeah.
You set up a booth.
Next!
Listen to the girl talk like Batman for $50.
Next!
See, there you go.
I missed my calling.
A side hustle. There you go.
Move along. Next person.
It's a Woody and Jim Show podcast extra. I remember that scene from Dumb and Dumber where Jim Carrey says, "You want to hear the most annoying sound ever?" That's the kind of thing I think of. We were talking about sounds that make you instantly angry.
What are they?
Mine is when I can hear people breathing, but not in a normal way. Like sometimes people have like a nose squeak.
Oh, yeah.
Or like my sister growing up would like click when she would breathe.
Really?
Like I'm getting upset just thinking
like
about
she's
it.
A giant insect?
Kind of. It was like, I can't even do it. Yeah. But that would just irritate me. Or like if I'm sleeping and in the middle of the night I get woken up by somebody snoring.
Yeah, that's true. And that's a difficult part of most relationships if somebody snores and the other one doesn't.
Yeah. Thankfully my husband doesn't.
Okay.
Yet.
Yeah.
Don't put that on me.
Oh, it's coming. Not if, but when.
My number one, especially during the summertime, you hear this when somebody's opening a styrofoam cooler and the plastic squeaks together. It's like, that gives me chills.
Yeah.
Right.
Stop it.
Yeah. My sound I think that I can't stand is the sound of someone with their speakerphone on. I know I've complained about this before.
Yeah.
But it just keeps happening. Mm-hmm. I can't go through like Kroger for a minute without having someone, I think they're talking to me, and then I realize, oh no.
Right.
They've got earbuds in and they're talking to somebody else. I went down an entire aisle. There was like three people that were talking to people while staring off into space.
Mm-hmm.
La, 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 la. Like, can you go just a minute without being on the phone with somebody, and then they're going through the checkout, and you know, I'm like, I'm trying to go as fast as I can, self checkout. Like, oh no, I was talking to, and then they point to like their ear, like,
I've done that before.
Talking to you idiot.
Somebody's walking toward you, looking at you, and talking, and you go like, excuse me, and they're pointing to their ear, and like, you're the idiot.
I know. That's the sound I can't stand.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
that and microwaves. When nobody's opened the door to get what they cooked, and it just beeps.
Oh, yeah.
Beeps. Beep, beep.
Any beep, like excessive beep, beep. Beeping is frustrating. Beep,
beep. Yeah. Down with beeps.
Down
yeah.
with beeps. Although I got to admit, I'm going to try to see if I can pull this up from yesterday. Maybe you guys have seen this video, which is just absolutely hilarious, where the guy is he's operating the microwave while his girlfriend is trying to call in sick.
Yeah, I'm at the hospital and I'm not going to be able to come in today. They're running tests right now.
And there's just his kitchen.
I like
he's
that.
Just
he's got a nice rhythm
he just
going.
He has the microwave button every few seconds.
It sounds like it's a heart monitor.
Yeah, I'm at the hospital, and I'm not going to be able to come in today.
That's genius.
Okay, we all giggled, but we also filed that away
yeah,
for some time
right.
we want to call in
genius.
Sick.
Genius.
We just can never use it on each other.
Yeah.
Yes. We're all hip
yes.
to it.
We all know the trick. Back to the podcast. Totally Hits 93.3 FM. How about a Woody and Jim mood boost?
Hey, feeling good.
Father's Day is coming up, and one father got arguably the best Father's Day present ever. Colton is from Mississippi and has been battling leukemia and needs a stem cell transplant to survive. Mm. So they've been looking for a donor, and they found one in Colton's 15-year-old son, Reese.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
So Reese is prepping to donate next month at the Vanderbilt University Medical Center. Colton says that's just a testament to who he is as a person. It's literally going to save my life. Reese said, I was pretty happy I got the chance to actually save him. Feel like this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to do this, which is very true.
Very cool.
I know. How selfless and what a way to bond with your dad.
Yeah. Absolutely. So Colton's been detailing his journey on a podcast titled Sunny Days. So if you're interested on more of his journey, you can check that out.
You know, he's 15. You know, next year, you know, he's going to be driving. Mm-hmm. Dad, can I borrow the car? No. Well, okay. Well, I just saved your life.
Yeah.
But,
you sure about that?
Don't feel like you owe me anything.
Yeah. This mood boost is brought to you by Maple Street Biscuit Company. Wake up to wow in Berry Hill, Brentwood, and Murfreesboro.
My girlfriend works at a elementary school today. It's the last day, so they're having like a half day.
Okay.
And then she and a bunch of friends are going to be taking a little road trip and going out to Pigeon Forge.
Aww.
Nice.
So they're going to take a little girls' trip out there. It'll be fun for them.
Yeah.
And it's funny. We have a Doberman, Lucy, who's very smart and also very stubborn.
Okay.
And she knows mommy is going somewhere because she saw suitcases.
Oh, yeah.
You know, dogs always know that kind of stuff.
Yes, they do.
And so yesterday, Melissa is cleaning out her car for the road trip, and Lucy comes and jumps in the car and would not get out.
Says, like, you're not leaving without me.
Yes. So she's going, so Lucy cute. Won't leave the car. So I'm just going to drive around the block with her. And then we couldn't, you know, for treats or anything, could not coax her out of the car.
She wouldn't leave.
Yeah. Aww. Finally had to like push her from the other side and through the open door.
She dug in.
Which is so funny because she doesn't even leave until what, today or tomorrow?
Yeah, she's leaving today.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, but she knew she saw a suitcase, so yeah. She knew it was happening.
Aww.
Right.
Yeah. And so, yeah, she'll just look at me like, I guess I'm just stuck with you for a couple of days.
Yeah. Oh, you suck. You're leaving me with this guy.
Totally Hits 93.3 FM. It's the Woody and Jim Show here in our Eurostone studios. Yesterday, I'm out the outrageous claim that all Skittles, no matter what color they are, all taste the same.
You did.
Gina does not agree.
I do not because, well, first I separate all my colors
yes.
and eat them like by color. And then also they switched the green color. It used to be green apple and now it's lime and I don't like the lime.
Okay. I didn't realize you were such a Skittles aficionado.
I know.
I know. I don't really like Skittles. So
how did you come to the theory that
they all
Skittles
the same?
Are the same, just different colors?
Well, because Gina and I have different eating habits. She eats them one at a time. I put a whole handful in my mouth at once.
Well, no wonder they all
so
taste
they all
the same.
They all taste like the rainbow is what they taste like, Jim.
You're
I think that's how they're supposed
down.
To be eaten, though. That
that's right.
Yeah.
You're supposed to. That's why I got the big bag.
Yeah, you're supposed to taste the rainbow. What you're doing is
yeah,
the right
way.
Yeah,
you got to cram them all in your mouth, as many as you can.
Well, I'm not here to judge. But Gina, can you? We give you like an old T-shirt we found here. You
yes.
can throw
use
that
as,
on
as a
your
blindfold.
Your blindfold. We're going to give you a series of Skittles. that you will not know the color of
okay.
until you taste them.
Okay. All right. We're videoing this, so there'll be confirmation from people watching.
That's right. To make it scientific.
Yes. All right.
Scientific proof.
So you can't see anything.
No.
All right. Jim is going to hand you a Skittle.
That's right.
And you'll have to tell us what color it is based on the flavor.
Okay.
Your first Skittle.
Is it lemon?
It is not lemon.
Or yellow.
It is not
it
yellow.
It tastes like yellow.
It's not yellow. You just have to tell us the color. Mm. Okay.
Is it orange?
It is orange.
All right. That one was orange. So second guess, you got it.
Okay. Here's another one.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And you can pop that in your mouth and tell us.
That one's good.
That it is.
Red. Red or purple?
You can't give us a combination of all these different things, red or purple, could be green.
Trying to do legit science here. You have to use exact terms, and you can only use one.
All right.
Red.
No,
purple.
It's purple. Yeah. Okay. One more.
All right, here we go. There it is. It's in your hand. She pops it into her mouth.
Oh. Is this one lime?
No.
Is it lemon?
It is lemon.
It is.
We'll give you one more.
If you guess all the colors, it's really
okay. One more.
Okay, one more.
I usually
one more.
Like lemon.
One more.
Okay, this is one more. Tastes like?
Now they're all starting to taste the same now.
Ah, because you had a bunch in your mouth.
It is what color?
Is it lime?
No,
green?
It is yellow again.
No, it's yellow again.
Oh.
I hate this game.
She is very competitive, so she's angry that she's losing.
Actually, I don't think we settled anything.
Really, we didn't.
No. So.
You did identify different colors, just the wrong ones.
Right.
Yeah.
So, Woody, I think
we're all right.
Everyone's right.
Let's go ahead. Let's all give each other a participation ribbon. We all did really well.
When Woody eats them with 500 in his mouth at one time.
They all taste the same.
They all taste the same. When Gina eats them individually like a dainty little bird.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the orange, lemon, and lime all kind of taste similar. Yeah. And then the purple. Yeah.
Well, in between, you could have like cleansed your palate with like an oyster cracker or whatever.
Yeah, that's what it was. I wasn't, yes.
You needed a sorbet in between courses.
Thank you for tuning in to this incredibly illuminating
and
enriching educational experiment about Skittles.
Right.
This was great. I was hungry, so this was perfect.
And it also gave me a good excuse to take that off my taxes because it was a work expense.
There you go.
Buying Skittles.
$11 of Skittles.
Woo!
For work purposes.
Take that, Uncle Sam. Three things you want to know this morning. Here's something pointless. They asked in a poll, what end would you open a banana from? 72% of people open it from the stem side, and the other ones say 20% said the other end.
Okay.
You know.
And those people are psycho.
Yeah. But you know what? That's the way young children and monkeys open them.
I open it from the bottom, and unless it's when I rip it off the vine or whatever. If it breaks, then I'll rip it from the top.
It's a less than super ripe banana, it's easier to open from the bottom.
Right.
So try it with your friends today.
Yeah.
So it's not unusual for us to get 90 degree temperatures in April.
Yes.
In Nashville, but we haven't hit 90 yet so far in May whatsoever. So why haven't we hit 90? Because this is really unusual.
Right. Yeah.
They say because it's been so rainy and cloudy that the clouds that have been covering the area have been bouncing the sun off of us, hitting the clouds, not getting through, therefore not letting us get as hot as we usually are.
But so, it also means that we're going to get a lot of mosquitoes this summer. Yay!
Yeah, there's a lot of rain, which makes mosquitoes.
Yeah.
Which, okay, I'm following you.
Yeah, so we're screwed either way.
Yeah, we just want sun. there's an East Nashville family who is using their urban farm, ZAO, Z-A-O, to support an adoption from foster care and a kidney transplant for one of their kids.
Oh, nice.
So they sell eggs and honey from their backyard farm, which has chickens like Little Red Hen and Chicken Nugget. So cute.
Yeah.
So if you're interested in buying, check out ZAO Farm, and you can help support their adoption and a kidney transplant.
Very cool.
Fresh stuff, and you're helping people out.
Yeah. That's
Where was that?
That's in East Nashville.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
Totally Hits 93.3.
It is Gender Wars time. Who wants to play our game? For the ladies in the audience, we have Melissa in Murfreesboro. Hey there, Melissa.
Hello.
Hello. Good luck to you. For the guys, we have Paulo in Nashville. Hello, Paulo.
How's it going?
All right. We have a get acquainted question for both of you before we get to the serious questions.
Sure. Let's start with Melissa. Tell us something that you're unbeatable at.
Board games. I don't let my kids win anything.
Yes. That's the way
right.
to go.
You don't go easy on them.
No, sir.
That's good job.
All right. Paulo, what about you? What's something you're unbeatable at?
College football knowledge.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Oh, the trivia master. All right. We'll start with multiple choice questions.
Okay, Melissa, if you have 10 W-40 motor oil, does the W stand for weight, winter, or water?
Weight.
You are
correct.
It's not weight?
No, it's
what is it?
Winter.
Is it really?
Yeah. Really?
It's the number of, if it's so cold, you know, it'll still flow.
Interesting.
I am learning.
Oh, we all learned something.
Positive.
Yeah. Wow. I was too.
That was fun.
You'll know next time.
I know. Okay.
Hey, Paulo, did The Greatest Showman star Tom Hanks, Hugh Jackman, or Robert Redford?
Hugh Jackman.
Yes.
Yep.
Good job. Okay. Got the early lead. All right, Melissa, see if you can bounce back with this one. What member of the DC Justice League is played in the movies by Jason Momoa?
Aquaman.
Okay,
you worked it out. Okay.
Okay.
Nice. Nice recovery.
Yeah, right? It's 1-1.
Okay, Paulo, you're eating squab for dinner. What bird are you eating?
What bird? Oh, shoot. Pheasant?
No.
It is not pheasant.
No.
Pigeon.
It's
not
pigeon.
Much better.
That's probably why they call it squab, because they wanted to say, would you like some pigeon?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody's paying $20 for that.
Although squab doesn't sound good either.
Okay. We are tied up still, right?
Yep.
Okay. Melissa, a biathlon is a winter Olympic sport that combines cross-country skiing and what?
Rifle shooting?
Yes.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
Was that just a random guess?
Because shooting and skiing.
Yeah, it's kind of random, isn't it?
It is random. Okay.
Hey, Paulo, what makes Hemingway cats different from other cats?
I have no clue. Jesus.
No guess.
No guess. Okay.
Right.
That was a tough one.
Don't they have an extra claw?
Yeah, they have extra toes.
Yeah. Okay.
Good for them.
Wow. Melissa, you are the winner.
Congratulations.
Paulo, thanks for playing. We enjoyed having you. Melissa, you got yourself a Live and Collective Soul concert tickets.
Nice. What are we doing today, guys? We're all doing the same thing, aren't we?
Yep. All going to the 615 Open.
Yeah.
Hermitage Golf Course will be roaming around in a golf cart causing mayhem.
Yeah. They made the mistake of giving us keys to a golf cart, so we'll see what happens.
Text us some shenanigans you want us to do and film.
Yeah. If there's any weird things you'd like us to do, we'll do it. And then we'll blame you.
We'll catch you back here tomorrow morning.